Hey everybody, it's Sean here, and I hope you all are holding together, holding tight, staying, safe while this coronavirus epidemic, or so it's called, gets here, or while it's already here, it ravishes the world. But yeah, so anyways, this podcast episode is about the residual effects of coronavirus. I was doing some thinking. I'm like, hey. So everyone's focused on this specific issue, the specific threat, but no one's thinking about, well, there are people thinking about, but most people aren't thinking about, what's happening as a cause. What is this fomenting? What's reacting to our reaction of the coronavirus or to the virus itself? How are we coping? A couple of residual effects of the coronavirus, the first being the economy, obviously. Everything's going down. Obviously, everything's been down for a couple months, especially some things go up, though. Like half the stuff goes down, half the stuff goes up. The stuff that goes down are things that you can go out and do. The stocks that have risen are mainly delivery services, things that make you more comfortable inside your home. And then a lot of people have been laid off, right? A lot of people have been laid off. A lot of small companies, small businesses have been just destroyed. It's just a bad time as far as the economy is concerned. And bad time is putting it very lightly, because there are people out there, hundreds of people. There are actually thousands of people in the United States alone, in this country alone, that have already lost their jobs or have been laid off or have had to quit because they had to stay home for their kids, right? Their kids can't go to school. That's another effect. Kids don't go to school. They're switching everything over to online. In a couple schools, they're giving kids computers to take home so they can do their homework via FaceTime, doing Google Classrooms and whatnot. Why haven't we been doing this? We've been doing it in colleges for years. Why haven't we been allowing kids and children to work from home? Well, the thing is, parents work too. So who's going to watch the kids while they're home? Are they really going to do the work? That's the thing. That's the thing. But hey, there's ways to mitigate around this. But this just goes to show you how, at least, if not the entire country, but how unprepared our educational system is. Right. So anyway, see how another way, another effect this has is it allows us to be able to focus on family a lot more. We how many of us barely even speak with our family, barely even speak with our roommates? The only time we see the people that live in our own homes is at night after work or after everyone gets home or in the evening after school, whatever. They might see him in the morning, but it's only for maybe an hour or so. And that's usually not a pleasant exchange because people are just waking up. But yeah, so the focus on family, that's an effect. I think that's positive. More people are actually spending more time with people that they care about. Another effect is we just see how unprepared we are by identifying our own personal vulnerabilities. Like, me, for example, say I didn't have 6 months saving and I was actually working at a job 9 to 5. If I didn't have, if I don't have that 6 months saving, then look at what could happen. But that's the thing. Most of us don't think in terms of what could happen. What's the worst? How can we mitigate against future issues, possible issues? Most of us just think, hey, I'm doing well now. The chances of something really bad happening where I can't get a job and no one can get a job is very minimal. And maybe that may be the case sometimes, but you're not the one to decide that. You always have to prepare. You always have to prepare for the worst. Always should be thinking about, hey, and again, hindsight is 20/20, but you should always be thinking about, hey, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? Especially if you have a family. Because you're responsible for that family. It's not just you. You're not single. You know what I'm saying? It's easier if you're single. But if you have a family, like, you should be able to identify those vulnerabilities. That way, when it comes down to a crisis time such as now, you'll be more apt to deal with those. Now, new products. Another effect of this whole coronavirus is there are a bunch of new products available and that will be available in a whole new way of life. if it went on longer, right? So just imagine if no one could really go outside, you had to practice social distancing for not the next month or two, but the next 6 months. Because so it's very likely, you know, that may be the case. But yeah, so what if new all the new businesses popping up? We already have Uber and stuff like that, Uber Eats or whatever, all those different businesses that deliver food to your homes. But what about the other ones? You know, I'm seeing things online where people are, you know, going to the club, but FaceTime club, right? Or FaceTime happy hour with their friends or whatever. You know, people aren't really going out. And I was thinking, what if this was like a long-term type thing? You know how many virtual reality businesses would pop up, or just businesses that were just like FaceTime, like, hey, you can go to the club. It's, you know, but you don't have to go out. You can go to the club right in your home. You know, I could just, like, the thoughts are, like, the possibilities are endless. You could just go picture log on to an app. You are instantly connected with like 50 different people. There's a moderator / security guard that kicks people out if they, you know, are rude, vulgar, or show nudity. Everyone's drinking. There's music. And then you don't have to worry about anything else, really, because, you know, you're in the comfort of your own home. So you can go to the bathroom when you want to. You don't have to wait for lines. Like, all these new business opportunities that could spring, or that indefinitely or inevitably would spring up if we did have to stay longer, but stay inside longer. But, you know, so a lot of people are going crazy because they have to stay inside. It's just, I think it just takes that people have to get used to it. Another way, a residual effect, is you can see how people react, right? You see how people react in a crisis, especially this one. You see a lot of freaking selfish people. You thought Black Friday was bad. You see Walmart people fighting over toilet tissue and paper towels and people spitting on each other and just acting crazy in front of kids and women doing this too, especially. It's just like, man, you see who's for we and who's for me. That's the truth. Another way effect is you see how the market reacts. That goes back to the economy. You see how volatile our market is. See, the way the stock market works overall is if something happens, it doesn't matter if it was big or small. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter if the Titanic sunk. It doesn't matter if Pearl Harbor happened. It doesn't matter if another world war happened. The only thing that matters is public's perception. If the public saw it as big, then the stock's going to either go way up or way down. If the public saw it as small, it doesn't really matter. And then it won't matter at the time. And then later on, the public's going to catch up. Public perception is going to catch up to reality. And then, you know, eventually the economy will come. But it doesn't really matter. It's all about the public's perception. And we saw exactly how the market reacted to a virus. We saw how the government reacted, which also influenced the reaction. We saw how the cruise liners reacted. I bought stock in cruise liners right after I got the coronavirus news. It dropped like $41. The stock price, I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me go ahead and get that because it's probably going to go back up. But yeah, so you just see how that it's just overreaction. The stock market, Dow, whatever, S&P 500, whatever, all one word to describe them, overreaction. All right. Another way, residual effect, is face-to-face service businesses, like such as massage therapy and nursing and all these other ones. They're becoming a lot less. You know, obviously massage therapists are suffering. Even restaurants, face-to-face restaurants, where, you know, there isn't something dividing you from the server or maybe the cashier. You know, a lot of those places are suffering. A lot of nail places, you know, a lot of salons, you know, a lot of those places are suffering because people are just being very careful and vigilant, maybe too careful. But either way, whether they're being too careful or not, they're doing exactly what the government told them to do, and that's to stay safe. Sorry about that. By the way, I just had a video upload. And Another way, another residual effect is less crime, bro. Less crime, less accidents, you know, less dumb people out there. Think about it. If there's less people out on the road, there's less people committing crimes on the road. If there's less people driving on the road, there's less accidents on the road. So that's a silver lining. That's a silver lining. So what does that tell you? Yeah, that obviously that just automatically reduces the violent crime rate in America. Are overall in the world, because most people are concerned about this whole coronavirus. Most people are staying safe for the most part in home with other people. It's a lot less likely that a crime will happen unless you're stealing something. Now I can see those like thievery increasing, theft increasing in times like this for the have-nots, the people that don't have toilet paper. You might want to try to find one, either steal one from your neighbor or steal one from a grocery store when they get some more. But yeah, it's more crime in some instances and less crime in others. In times like these, certain things just don't matter as much. You might not want to, you know, assault this person just because, you know, they looked at you wrong. You know, because now you have a family to take care of. You don't have a job. You know, you just got laid off. You got other things to worry about than committing crimes. And like I said, I mentioned in the last podcast, less idiots, dude. That's one of the biggest. That's one of my biggest things about leaving the house. Is just like dealing with dumb freaking people. Oh my goodness. Another residual effect is, though, the last but not least, I'll say, is the politics, dude. Like, come on, dude. Come on. Like, look at how this is divided us even further as a nation, and especially in election year. How convenient that this comes at a time where politicians can make decisions to show the public how they view them. So this is that's the thing, man. It's like, and on top of that, there's politicians like in New York and California where I live. They say, all right, you stay and you have to stay home. And it's a double-edged sword because you're half the population doesn't like you, half does. Because half the population is saying, hey, I should be able to move freely. This is a free country. I'm not around anyone. I don't have anything. I can't give anybody anything. And the other half is like, well, you need to be more considerate and just stay home and do what they say. Because they know best. The government knows best. That's what the other half says. The thing is, man, a lot of this involves a power play, you know, because when the elections come up, they're going to, whatever future elections come within the next year or so, that's going to come up. Maybe in the next 5-10 years, that's going to come up. How did you react during the coronavirus? Did you take it seriously enough to ban blah, 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 and then people won't get elected in the future because of that? So it's just like, man. Our people will get elected because of how they acted, like Cuomo reelected. So, I mean, you know, there's so many different ways that this affects us, not just by sickness. All right. So anyways, that's Sean John Paul Foster. I want to thank everyone for checking me out here. And I really hope you all do stay safe and have a nice day. Bye-bye.